if you go back just a few weeks, matter of fact, go back to week two. Saints had scored like 75 points in two games. And everybody's like, oh, Saints, man, this is going to be a problem.
Like they're the new news in the South, right? They finally figured it out. They've got, who is it? It's a Kubiak's
kid. Clint Kubiak. And they've completely fallen apart. Then you look at what's been going on with the Bucks. Man, they're scoring like crazy. Baker's playing great. And he is. He's still playing pretty damn good, considering he was without his two wide receivers out there. But that's not the same team. It's just not. And now you look at Carolina, where, you know, Bryce started, Andy Dalton. It doesn't matter, guys. There is no way we should screw this up. We should not only win this division, we should be hosting a home playoff game. And it's just that simple. At this point, where we are right now, and I didn't think, Mike, I'd be saying this 8 weeks into the season, this is where we are. There's no way we should screw this up. So I feel really good about where this is going. And again, the schedule, you know, it's funny because we thought the first five games are going to be like the test of all tests.
Right.
You know, Denver's playing really good. All of a sudden, the Denver game doesn't look easy now, right?
No, because first off, you know, with the Broncos, that's a defense that gets after. And it's all, I know, we're actually pretty high here in Atlanta based on other cities around the NFL. I mean, we're not close to being mile high like Denver, but it's always funky to play at altitude, right? Remember 1 year, was it the 16th season where Vic had those three sacks when they were and whooped him?
That's right.
But that's few and far between. That's going to be tough. The Commanders have got mojo, guys. Some years, Commanders just have it. They got to cook, and we'll talk about the story of the day coming up in the Blitz. But that's another team we got to face in D.C.
No doubt about it. Let's hear from our coach after the game with Dave Archer. This is Raheem Morris after the Falcons picked up the dub.
We're always good to get one in division when you go on the road, even double better.
It's awesome, man. Coming down here to Tampa, these guys putting together, fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding, what we love to do.
Tell me about the response of the team, because Tampa moving the ball pretty well early on. You guys didn't touch the ball hardly at all in the first half, yet you look up and the game's even.
This is a good offense, and it don't matter who's out there for them. Obviously, they went out there and proved that. Liam Cohen does an excellent job. Those guys play the right way. They play the right way. I love how they play. And they did a nice job in the first half. We got to find ways to get off the field, and we did at the end, finally.
62 yards rushing for them in the first quarter, and you guys shut the door on that in the last three quarters. What did you and Jimmy get put together?
Well, you got to bow up and do something. And, you know, I won't take the credit for those guys on defense. They do a great job. We get there. We're able to get some X's and O's stuff cleaned up. Our players go out there and tackle and run around and hit, and that's what you got to do.
One of the reasons you went and got this veteran quarterback is his ability to get through reads, process is what you talked about, process. He processed today.
We went and got him for that zone replay run today when he scrambled up the middle. Did a great job. He got a sneak today. I mean, I'm fired up, man, what he's able to do. He's a processor. He's smart. He knows situational ball. He keeps us in the right frame of mind, and that's what he's supposed to do.
All right, last thing for you. What does it mean about your team? You take over 60-52 left in the game, and you bleed the clock all the way down inside a minute before you get the ball back.
You know, that's your play caller. That's your quarterback. That's the execution. Those guys out there fighting continuously, that's what you got to be able to go do.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, it felt good. And again, that was a big deal because if you give them the ball back with almost, you know, 6 minutes on the clock, five and a half even, it's a different deal, Mike, than when they got it back with under a minute or so to play. They still were able to get down to our 33-yard line and give themselves a shot. But that's a different game if you hand the ball back to him that early.
We lost all that momentum, and we lost momentum when Koo misses the field goal. That's the other part of that. But certainly, you know, they were starting to feel things. And like we were softening up our coverage. I mean, it's just – it looked like – from where I was sitting, it was more of a prevent-type posture. I heard Randy McMichael talking about it earlier and Andy Randy. But, yeah, that's a big moment. But that's how you salt away a game. You know, the combination of high percentage and running the football, the offensive line did a hell of a job. I just – I mean, as far as an aesthetic, it's a fun offense, as we said last break, to watch. There's so many things this team can do well. And now that Kyle Pitts – think about the things you and I were saying after week one. Man, when's Kyle Pitts going to get involved? Now, again, one lazy or boneheaded play, which, again, he owned it up after the game. But, man, Kyle Pitts, all the elements are now coming together, and Zach Robinson knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and Pitts, here's the other thing. You know, when we were talking about, oh, well, there's guys defending him. Do you see how he pushed the corner yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Safety, get off me. Stiff arm, get off me. Like, he's too big for that. That's the stuff I've been talking about. Like, Kyle can make those plays, and he was running. Once he got out in front, you're not catching him.
Right.
So this is what we need every week. Now, again, I don't expect two touchdowns, but, Mike, those big bonus plays, man, those explosive plays. Let's hear from Kyle Pitts because he had a really good game, guys. Again, touchdowns of 36 and 49 yards for Kyle Pitts. Yes, there were some questions as to whether he crossed the goal line. Didn't matter. They didn't call it. And so as soon as they were like, the call on the field stands, I was like, touchdown! I didn't give a damn. By the way,
I said in the stadium, I texted you. I'm like, we were freaking out. And again, that's I told you, somebody I had the radio call, I guess Gene Deckerhoff, they don't have a pylon cam. There's no pylon cam. So I don't know how the number two team with Greg Olsen, did somebody forget to pack it when they left Los Angeles for Tampa?
It's crazy. Hey, here's Kyle Pitts. Congratulations. He showed up big yesterday right after the game with Dave Archer.
Hey, Kyle Pitts with me now. And Kyle, I mean, these divisional games, what is it about these divisional games that always come down to the wire like this?
I mean, it's just it seems like every time we, you know, like you say, in division, come down to the wire, it's nail biting, you know, just intensity is just a step higher. So it's pretty fun to play in.
Man, you came out aggressive, had two monster plays, of course, the two touchdowns. Tell me about getting in the end zone and making some of those athletic plays we know you're capable of doing.
That was just fun, you know, just the ball was just fine to me, and, you know, God just, you know, allowed it to happen today.
All right,
the tight end guys.
All right, tell me about the end of the second touchdown. Mm. I know you thought you were coasted in. What'd you learn from that one?
Never. Just run through the end zone, and, you know, ball security is paramount.
All right, tell me about the play, though. You make a great – you run that deep over route. Kirk puts the ball on you. And then the athleticism that we all know Kyle Pitts had came to life as you stiff-armed the guy to get to the end zone.
Yeah, just seeing him and you know, try to use my offhand and, you know, just run to the end zone.
All right, what's – the team takes over the ball with 6:52 left in the game. You bleed almost the entire clock out. What's that tell you about your group?
Just resilient, just playing as one, executing as one, and just, you know, had the mindset about winning.
Kyle Pitts, monster day, two touchdown grabs. Thanks, Bo.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, did you know it was National Tight End Day?
I did.
Did you come to play?
The gods helped us. The gods helped us today.
I love it. National Tight End here, two touchdowns for this guy. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Two touchdowns for Kyle Pitts, two touchdowns for Cade Otton. Speaking of tight ends, and we had a hard time getting a body on him for the Tampa Bay, but hey, we got to win.
I just hope, again, like all this stuff that we're talking about with this offense, you can continue to build on it. Are you guys willing to say, and this is not me just patting myself on the back, I don't think anybody expected it, Darnell Mooney is a plus to this offense. He's just not a guy. He has been a big plus. Drake yesterday, Mike, I know Kirk tried to get him the ball a couple of different times. Yeah. You know, he's still trying to go to him in situations, even in double teams. I mean, I think he's trying to fit it in there. But Drake and Darnell and Kyle, this can be something that you can just kind of hang your hat on. And then again, we talk about Bijan out of the backfield. There's just a lot to be positive about. The good news is, and I think you said this about the ankle. Was it an ankle injury? No, it was the Lindstrom missing time right in the fourth quarter. He says he'll be back. Chris is looking at us, our producer.
Yeah.
He says he's going to be fine for Sunday.
Yeah, again, we were so close. You hear Lindstrom basically go blank as he's coming off the field. And for a while there, it looked pretty bad. They had him in the blue tent there for a while, but he was able to walk around. He had his helmet in his hand. And then Coach Rob basically said, we're going to keep it easy, let it, the swelling go down and not make it any worse. Kirk Cousins, man, 785 yards in the air against the Bucs in these two games.
Owned them.
8 touchdowns against Tampa Bay, which has just been great. And now the Cowboys, again, we have plenty of time later in the week. We're just enjoying this on a Falcon Victory Monday. But just this is it's the kind of team, and it's one of the things that came up running in all the Falcon fans like today at the airport. Everybody's just smiling and happy and giddy. But it's the kind of team that we've always wanted to root for here, and we so infrequently get it. You know, the kind of all the cool stuff we've been talking about the first hour of the show.
I agree. And it's fun. You know, listen, last week wasn't. And by the way, Seattle got smashed.
What does that tell you, huh?
By the Bills.
Isn't that crazy?
At home on a rainy day in Seattle. Okay. So this is the NFL. This is the craziness, Mike, sometimes that happens where it's a beautiful day in the A and they come in here and beat the hell out of us and we're like, what just happened? And then we go into the big divisional game where the opponent knows what you want to do, we know what they want to do, right, and it comes down to who's going to make plays and we get it done. So I just say all that to say, yes, I'm with you. I think this team is not only rootable, but this team has a chance to be dangerous.
There's some amazing games that are coming up. I mean, I can't imagine what the reaction and response is going to be when Kirk Cousins returns to Minnesota, Carl, because he'll be back there. That's the game that comes up on, I believe that's the same weekend as the SEC Championship, December 8th. So, but that's
well,
the weekend.
You know Brian Flores is not going to have any mercy.
No.
He's going to be blitzing the hell out of Kirk.
And we already talked about playing Denver. We play the Chargers. You know, so you got Bosa. There's a lot. And the Giants, despite all the things they can't do offensively, are still really good at getting after the quarterback, all on our schedule.
Yeah, defensively. And again, that's all maneuverable, but this division thing is where it starts, man. Right. And if you get past the Saints here, you got one division game left, and it's the last game of the season.
Right, but you got an advantage. 4-0, and you get the tiebreakers.
Game might not even mean anything. The division will be wrapped up. Mm. You could literally, depending on what the situation and circumstances are for the playoffs, you could rest. I'm being serious. Like, going into that last game against Carolina, it may not mean anything because you've already wrapped the division up. We have to still handle the Saints, but, man, we're in a great position.
But we're playing some offenses that are, you know, they're getting after it right now. We talk about the Vikings, certainly Sam Darnold's career resurgence. Jaden Daniels is the new news right now in the National Football League. He's that guy. So now the question is, how it's got to be a priority. That's the other question I got asked today. All the Falcon fans we saw at the airport is Terry going to find us some edge rush? And is it going to be a middle of the road guy? You know, we don't really have all the draft picks. Remember, we covered that on Friday or Thursday, I should say. But how and when and are we going to have somebody in by the time we're there Wednesday? Are we going to have somebody else in the building? Because we need it.